Good morning and welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. Dardanella, written by Felix Bernard, Johnny Black, and Fred Fisher. That opens this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. It was recorded in 1936 by Dick McDonough and his orchestra. Dick, a fine guitarist, and we also hear him on that recording. And the trumpet by Bunny Berrigan, and I believe that is Adrian Rollini on the xylophone. Very, very nice music. And from days gone by, one of the many recordings that Bunny Berrigan made in his career. Well, we have a mixture of recordings for you this morning. I think our earliest one is 1928, and we go all the way through to 1961. We're going to hear some more recent recordings just coming up. More recent for the show, that is. And we're going to go now to a lovely jazz artist who started out late 40s, early 50s, and sang for a while with the Stan Kenton Orchestra. And that's Chris Connor. Well, she had a delightful voice. We're going to hear her from 1960 with a number written by Duke Ellington and Carl Sigmund called All Too Soon. Then the following year, 1961, one of the smoothest voices in jazz and popular music, and it belonged to Mel Torme. Well, you really can't say enough about his voice, his timing, the tone, his beautiful style, and that great precision that is sort of hidden, perhaps. We don't really realize how precise Mel Torme was in his singing, because he sounded so relaxed and smooth. Well, having said all that, we'll be listening to him bring us Blue and Sentimental from 1961. And that's written by Count Basie, Mac David, and Jerry Livingston. Now we're going to follow up Mel, go back to 1935, to one of my favorite performers, and a very talented performer too, especially on the piano, and his lyrics and his delivery of them particularly were fine. A good songwriter as well, and that's Fats Waller, of course. Ted Kohler and Jimmy McHugh wrote the tune, which is called Spreading Rhythm Around, which is something that we can certainly credit Fats with doing throughout his career. Recorded in 1935. And we'll start with Chris Connor and All Too Soon.
Too soon we had to part. The moment you had touched my heart, and with you went my dream. All too soon was our affair, and you put all the sweetness there. What a shame that it's gone. But as I reach the heights, the bottom fell from everything. You should know as well as I.
Sentimental, my dreams are blue dreams, just won't come true dreams I find. Blue and sentimental, I can't forget you, my heart won't let you out of my mind. It rains all the time since you said goodbye. The skies and my eyes and my heart all cry. blue and sentimental. If you don't want me, why do you haunt me and keep me feeling blue and sentimental? Said goodbye. The skies in my eyes and my heart all cry blue and sentimental. If you don't want me, why do you haunt me and keep me feeling sentimental?
Everybody's out hi-hatting, spreading rhythm around. Everywhere you go, trumpets blaring, drums and saxophones ripping, tearing. Everybody you meet is raring, spreading rhythm around. Up in Harlem, in any flat, they give it that thing, which according to one and all is what they gon' swing. Those who can't afford silks and satin, dames with gigolos who are Latin, come from Yonkers to Bronx and Staten, spreading rhythm around. Yeah!
the one and only Fats Waller from 1935 with the Jimmy McHugh and Ted Kohler piece, Spreading Rhythm Around. Mel Torme, another wonderful singer from 1961 with Blue and Sentimental. And we started off with Chris Connor from 1960 with All Too Soon, a number written by Duke Ellington and Carl Sigman. And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're here at the University of Ottawa, and we're bringing you music from days gone by, like we do every Sunday morning at this time. Well, our next performer is another lovely lady of jazz, Anita O'Day. And she started out in the early 40s, as I think I've mentioned in the past, and sang with the Gene Krupa Orchestra. Another person who was with that orchestra around that time, and they frequently did duets together, was trumpeter Roy Eldridge. Well, Anita this morning has moved on from there, and she's singing for the Verve and Clef labels. This is 1955. The song is written by Harold Arlen and Ted Kohler. It's called As Long As I Live. And Anita's joined by a small group, Paul Smith on piano, Barney Kessel on guitar, Joe Mondragon on bass, and Alvin Stoller on drums. And then back 20 years to 1934, to a performer of whom I'm particularly fond, as you may have noticed, and that is Adrian Rollini. He was proficient on the, I guess it's the bass sax. Not many were. Adrian's always fun to listen to on that particular instrument. He also played vibraphone and xylophone. I think he's joining us with his saxophone this morning. The song is written by Bix Beiderbecke and became a popular hit for him and his orchestra, the orchestra he was playing with at the time. This is a little bit later than that. It's called Davenport Blues. And we'll hear Adrian Rollini and Friends from 1934. And then back to 1947, to another lovely lady of song, newly arrived from the UK, where she started her career as a singer, and it's Beryl Davis. She made her career home in the US following World War II, and many wonderful recordings resulted. This is one of them, written by Dorothy Fields and Jimmy McHugh. It's called Don't Blame Me. And Beryl is accompanied, as she so often was in those days, by Russ Case and his orchestra. And we'll listen now to Anita O'Day, As Long As I Live.
What's the use? There is no excuse to be hiding what's on my mind. Loving you is a secret I can't conceal. Since we met, I've been all upset, but I've really made up my mind to confess just exactly the way I feel. Maybe I can't live to love you as long as I want to. Life isn't long enough, baby, but I can love you as long as I live. Maybe I can't give you diamonds and things like I want to, but I can promise you, baby, I'm gonna want you as long as I live. I never cared, but now I'm scared I won't live long enough. That's why I wear my rubbers when it rains and eat an apple every day and see the doctor anyway. What if I can't live to love you as long as I want to? As long as I promise you, baby, I'm gonna love you as long as I live. Thank you. to love you as long as I want to. Life isn't long enough, baby, but I can love you as long as I live. Maybe I can't give you diamonds and things like I want to, but I can promise you, baby, I'm gonna want you as long as I live. I'll even wear long underwear when winter breezes blow. I'm gonna take good care of me, because a sneeze or two might mean the flu, and that would never, never do. What if I can't live to love you as long as I want to, long as I promise you, baby, I'm gonna love you as long as I live. I'm gonna love you as long as I live.
Don't blame me. like you to love. Blame your kiss as sweet as a kiss can be, and blame all your charms that melt in my arms, but don't blame me.
Been listening to Beryl Davis along with the Russ Case Orchestra. Don't Blame Me. Written by the wonderful songwriting team of Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields, and they recorded that in 1947. Before that, a small group led by Adrian Rollini with the Big Spiderbeck composition, Davenport Blues, and that was recorded in 1934. And we started out with Anita O'Day, and a number written by Harold Arlen and Ted Kohler, As Long As I Live. Anita recorded that in 1955. And she was joined by Paul Smith on piano, Barney Kessel on guitar, Joe Mondragon on bass, and Alvin Stoller on drums.
You're listening to CHUO 89.1 FM. Independent radio for Ottawa Gatineau.
La solution à la COVID-19 commence par vous. Restez chez vous, à l'écart des autres si vous vous sentez malade, même si les symptômes sont bénins. Limitez les contacts étroits à ceux qui font partie de votre ménage et restez à 2 mètres des autres. Portez un masque barrière à l'intérieur dans les endroits publics. Lavez-vous les mains fréquemment. Il nous reste du travail à faire pour circonscrire et prévenir la COVID-19. Rappelez-vous, freiner la propagation commence par vous. Pour en savoir plus, consultez ontario.ca/nouveau coronavirus. Payé par le gouvernement de l'Ontario.
Listen to Radioactive, weekdays from 1 to 3 on CHUO 89.1 FM. On Radioactive, you can hear the best new music from a diverse array of hosts, plus interviews with local and emerging artists and so much more. We do radio differently here at CHUO. See for yourself by listening to Radioactive, weekdays from 1 to 3 p.m. or anytime on demand at CHUO.FM. Radioactive, only on CHUO 89.1 FM.
And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa, CHUO 89.1 FM. And coming up is going to be Chet Baker, one of the great trumpeters of the 20th century, certainly noted for that beautiful, mellow tone. He also had a delightful singing voice, and we're going to hear both of those this morning. This is from a set of recordings that he made with Russ Freeman, great pianist, for the Pacific Jazz label. And they are going to bring us a number written by Jerome Kern and Ira Gershwin. And it's called Long Ago and Far Away. And Chet will be bringing us the trumpet and the words. And then to another wonderful voice from one of the great entertainers of the century, and that is Sammy Davis Jr. He did everything so well, such natural talent in abundance, And he had just an amazing voice, great power, but also great tenderness. And here's a lovely combination, that gorgeous voice, along with one of the loveliest of the George and Ira Gershwin tunes. And they were all lovely. We all have our particular favorites, and this is one of them. 1956. Sammy's going to bring us Someone to Watch Over Me.
Here beside me, long the skies were overcast, but now the clouds have passed. You're here at last. Chills run up and down my spine. Aladdin's lamp is mine. The dream I dream was not denied me. Just one look and then I knew that all I longed for long ago was you. Denied me just one look, and then I knew that all I longed for long ago was you beside me, waiting, wanting only to be loved. It seems now our love started long ago.
Somebody I'm longing to see. I hope that she turns out to be someone who'll watch over me. I'm a little lamb who's lost.
could always be good to one who'll watch over me. Although I may not be the man some girls think of as handsome to her heart, I'll carry the key. Won't you tell her, please, to put on some speed, follow my lead, oh, how I need someone to watch over me.
Sammy Davis Jr. from 1956 with the George and Ira Gershwin number, Someone to Watch Over Me. Many, many folks have recorded that, and there are some gorgeous versions of it out there, that being one of them. And we started out with the lovely tones of Chet Baker's trumpet and his equally lovely vocal, Long Ago and Far Away, along with the piano of Russ Freeman on that one. Melody by Jerome Curran and lyrics by Ira Gershwin. Wonderful songwriting team. Well, we have another big band coming up for you, and the year is 1937. Artie Shaw. Around this time, he decided to start up his own band, and he had several of them. Kept starting them up, disbanding and starting again. I'm not quite sure which one this is. It's either his first or his second. But his bands were characterized by having some of the great talent around at the day, including himself, of course, on clarinet. Artie was also very famous for his arrangements of music. Sometimes innovative, but always very well done. Very tight rhythm, and often a very lyrical quality to them as well. We're going to hear him with a Cole Porter number from the musical Rosalie. And the title is, I've Got a Strange New Rhythm in My Heart.
Thank you.
Marty Shaw and his new music from 1937 with the Cole Porter number, I've Got a Strange New Rhythm in My Heart. I made a mixture, as I said this morning, of some very fine musicians and singers for you. And I believe for our remaining recordings, we're just going to hear from the musicians. So we have some more instrumentals coming up. We're going to go to 1944 for our next number. This is Edmund Hall and his All-Star Quintet, and it is All-Star. Edmund on clarinet, Red Norvo on vibraphone, Teddy Wilson on piano, Carl Kress on guitar, and Johnny Williams on bass. The song, well, Edmund wrote that himself. It was recorded in 1944, and the song is called Romping in 44, and I assume that's after the year. Following Edmund and friends, we're going to hear from a group called the Rampart Street Paraders. And I'm assuming this has something to do with what was once the Bob Crosby Orchestra, because that was the theme song of the orchestra, the Rampart Street Parade, I believe it was. Or they made it very famous. And some of the personnel on this group, you can certainly see the tie back into that wonderful orchestra. Well, this is from 1954. I believe the orchestra had pretty well disbanded at this point. So we have a number of smaller groups like the Bobcats and so on who are carrying on, and this group. The song, by the way, is written by Isham Jones and Charles Newman, and it's called What's the Use? A very familiar jazz standard. In the Paraders, we'll hear from Clyde Hurley on trumpet. Abe Lincoln is on trombone. A clarinet from Matty Matlock. Eddie Miller on tenor sax. Stan Reitzman on piano. George Van Epps on guitar. Phil Stevens on bass. And on drums, Nick Fatool. And that will be What's the Use? And we'll hear first from Edmund Hall and his All-Star Quintet and Romping in 44. Rampart Street Paraders with What's the Use from 1954. And yes, that was another bass sax. It's a fairly rare instrument in the recordings from this time. So we've had two today. This one was played by Joe Rushton. And before the Rampart Street Paraders, we heard from Edmund Hall and his all-star quintet. Edmund on clarinet, joined by Red Norvo on vibraphone, Teddy Wilson on piano. And they brought us Edmund's composition, Romping in 44. Well, we're almost at the end of the show today, and I'd like to thank you very much for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed our selection of music, and I hope you can join me again next week. Do please stay with us. Randy's joining you in about 5 minutes with a wonderful 2 hours of jazz coming up. So do please stay with us. Seeing us out today will be the fabulous orchestra led by Count Basie, 1937, with the Count's own composition, Swinging at the Daisy Chain.